Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999, or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Today is March 24th, Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day. Do you know what we call folks who don't love chocolate-covered raisins? Goobers! Happy Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
F5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The National Weather Service is forecasting severe weather into Friday evening, mostly from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley. The greatest tornado threat was expected in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Officials were searching for a missing person after flash flooding in a Missouri county. In Texas, an emergency management official says a likely tornado damaged some homes, but he had no reports of injuries. The Pentagon says a strike Thursday by a suspected Iranian-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded 5 American troops and another contractor in northeast Syria. American forces said they retaliated soon after with precision airstrikes in Syria targeting facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard, with the activist group saying the hits killed at least 4. More details at srnnews.com.
Be real, retirement is expensive and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
I'm Greg. I have my arbitrarily angry ass parked here from 3 to 6 weekday afternoons, and Rosie Brock is with me. We thank Eddie Bader for hanging out and everybody else that's called or made a request. Up till this point in the afternoon, when your car, as a matter of fact, I'm going to wait till she calls in. I'm going to let her tell you how incredible Montgomery Paint and Body is. Because she's had the experience. Was that a request?
No, that was a thank you for just playing that montage. He loved it.
No, good, good. No, we're happy to do that. And we still have time, I think. What do you have on your list that might be pending? Hold on. Yeah. That could be Jacqueline.
Hey. Hold on.
All right, let me. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm about to go into a short break, but since you've called in, I also wanted to talk.
I can call back later.
No.
Call back later, 'cause I'm getting ready to... Don't yell at me. What's wrong?
Sometimes talking to you is like having a conversation with a stubborn moth. I'm going in this direction, and you're not stopping me. No, I wanted to talk about Montgomery Paint and Body for a minute, and I wanted everybody to hear how your experience with Donnie.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm saving it for the radio.
Well, you can...
It's so good.
You're on the radio. Say it.
Oh, guys. Okay, hold on. Mom, I'll be right with you. So, Mom and I are grocery shopping. Okay, you guys, let me just tell you about Donnie Turner. This is a genuine review here, okay?
Yes.
He heard what happened to me, this man has gone above and beyond. Okay, and listen, he went to my house, Greg, picked up my vehicle, fixed my vehicle, fixed a couple of other things that he found, and delivered my vehicle back to my house before I'm even back from vacation.
Whoa.
And I'm telling you, this man is a saint. And I had three packages on my porch that he put in my kitchen counter for me.
Wow.
I mean, seriously. Like, this man is a saint among men.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yes,
character is the reason that building exists to begin with, because he couldn't work for other people. They wanted to shortchange customers, and that's not in his DNA, so I'm...
No, and he got me the best deal possible. He shopped around for me. You know, it was amazing. Like, I won't take my car anywhere else now, and it's all about the customer service. Now, granted, I don't think he's going to pick up everybody's car. He did me a huge favor because he realizes the bind we were in. You know,
yeah.
I didn't have a working vehicle, and I'm out of town. But I'm not going to take my car anywhere else now.
Hopefully,
I don't need him for a while.
I really appreciate those good words. 27 Rec with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And can you hold on for a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Shop with Mom, and then we'll be back with you in about 4 minutes or so, okay? Oh, Bo and Dinah, what can we do for you?
We are just calling to give you a puppy update.
A puppy update on Rupert?
Yes, Rupert's doing very well. Actually, we just had to put him back in his playpen because he was getting a little too ram-dam-bunctious.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's eating. And everybody that we gave the rest of the litter to keeps up with us. And Rupert apparently is the chonky one of the bunch. And... he is bigger than everybody else, except for his sister, Buffy, that lives down close. I named her after Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but they renamed her to Jessie. She looks to be about as big as Rupert, but everybody else is smaller, and Rupert's just, he's looking at me right now. He still has little blue eyes, and he's panting.
Well, it must make you feel great that your gesture to save Gracie, who was pregnant at the time you rescued that dog and then gave birth to all these puppies, that they have brought so much happiness to so many other people.
Well, it wasn't
now.
Just us. It was the listeners. It was, you know, the community stepped up and helped us, because there was no way with everything that was going on at the time that we could have done that. And when we started that, we had no idea she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like that, you know, these dogs belong to the News Talk 93.1 family, and you know, so does my wife, and we're just very grateful. And right now, she's like a donut toy. So we just wanted to give y'all a puppy update, and everybody is happy and well.
That's so good to know.
We wish y'all a good weekend.
Yes,
we hope
y'all
have a great weekend.
You two lovebirds, have some spring break fun.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll be right back with Jake Quillen after Rich Thomas Weather.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we should be fine. It's really in the late night and the overnight hours, in the wee hours of Saturday morning, when showers and storms become likely. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts the main threat, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Look for the storms to move out early in the day on Saturday. Improvement later with sunshine, with a high around 84. Then another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever, with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Let's listen for Joey.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, we haven't even gotten to our most electrifying story of the day, but some of you already know what it is. We are on the line with Jake Quillen from South Florida, visiting Mom and Dad. And how's everything going? Did you get to go to the zoo?
No, but we did go to the Panthers game last night. And let me tell you, it was wild.
Yeah. hockey crowds.
Hey, I'm one of those. It was a little wild last night. We had a great time, and my dad got out and about.
That is so awesome.
I know, right? He's doing really, really well, so everything's good.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah. So, no, I don't think we're going to make it to the zoo, but we did make it to the hockey game, and Mama is exhausted because we've been running 90 to nothing since I got here.
That's you, though. That's how you roll.
Yeah.
I know, but my car's sick.
Yeah, that's so cool, and I'm so glad that everything worked out there. That I love it when other people have a chance to speak to the character of the people that support our show. And
well, Greg, I do have to tell you something, and I'm not being funny when I say this. Mm. There is literally one sponsor we have not used yet, and I've told Jared that he may just have to suck it up and go.
Oh, that sponsor.
He's fine. He's fine. But I'm just letting you know, like, in all seriousness, there's one sponsor that we don't use.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need it. But, like, I didn't think I was going to need Donnie Turner either. And look what happened.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
So, just saying.
Gotcha. That is so cool. We had a great time with Amy. Stopped by and sidekicked with us on Wednesday. Amy Hampton. Eddie Bader was hanging out with us earlier, and he was telling a story about how he knows somebody really well, but has this brain mechanism that wants to call her by the wrong name. And I have the same thing with Amy Hampton, because somehow it got into a brain cell that her name was Barnett, and I have to catch myself at that. I hate it, but I don't think there's a cure.
It's fine. You can call her whatever you want as long as you call her.
My buddy Carl Schmidt at the Herb Shop has something out there that can work on that. He's helping me with a bunch of stuff, too. So what's the buzz down in South Florida? What are people talking about? Is it true that DeSantis is taking a hit?
I haven't got that impression. I haven't seen that on the news, so... That's not the vibe I'm getting. But then again, that could be just the social circles and the news that I watch.
Right.
But yeah, no, I'm not getting that vibe yet.
Is it super packed with spring breakers and everything?
And well.
Getting around a hassle?
Yeah. Sure is.
Kind of a dumb question. I know the congestion from all those blue state folk who finally had it. And said, I'm getting out of New York, I'm getting out of Jersey, I'm getting out of Pennsylvania or Michigan or wherever, and making a beeline for there. And it's...
Well, let me tell you this, surprisingly enough. So we picked to go to the Panthers game last night because they were playing the Maple Leafs instead of the Rangers, which is Saturday night.
Right.
So, you know, we were strategic about it. I'm like, all right, like, do I want to take my kids to a Rangers game? And nothing against Ranger fans, but Ranger fans are a little bit more wild in my experience.
Yes, all New York fans are. I don't like going to New York Met games because their fans are...
Right. It's like Jets fans. I don't go to the Dolphins when the Dolphins play the Jets. Yeah. I just can't do it. But there were so many Maple Leaf fans.
Yes.
I was shocked. It was almost like a home field advantage for them, a home rank advantage, I guess. But it was shocking to me. And the more people that I see down here... our transplants, and I mean, South Florida's always been a big transplant place, but even more so now, I'm just kind of like, wow. Like, these are people from, like, New England. I've seen a lot of people from New England. Like, the whole, like, New Hampshire, Delaware, Vermont. Mm-hmm. Usually it's the other way around, you know?
Well, the snowbirds are down from Canada, eh? And
and they were at the Panthers game last night, let me tell you.
They will not make their way back until post-Easter.
Well, my mom's giving me the side eye from the seafood section, y'all. I gotta go.
You're never too old to get the side eye from your mom, are you?
My mom.
That's great. Well, listen, give my love to your folks and have fun. And
I'll be back on Sunday, so I'll be back on Monday.
All right, keep me posted on your drive, please.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, it's in the 80s in South Florida. the people, it wasn't, you know, there were already 750,000 New Yorkers living in South Florida. So you kind of learn to understand that, and you hear that accent everywhere you go, so no big whoop. But from a getting around standpoint, from driving, the people that drove everybody crazy were the Quebecians that would come down. And you see their license, Je me souviens. That was like a warning. I don't know where the hell I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not going to follow the traffic rules of the road. So just, you better drive very defensively. And those are the cheapskates that used to come into the Fountain Diner and tip a dollar a plate. That was them. And they come down there for the winter, and then they go back up there for the summer. It's so funny. If you go into the areas where they live during the winter, during the summertime, it's like nobody's there because so many of them go back. Those are the true snowbirds. It is 21 minutes after 5 o'clock. I think we do we have a request pending?
Well, I thought Yoga Pants, but you thought we played it.
I think we played it. If we didn't play, and that was requested by our buddy Master Thespian early on in the show. But if we didn't, we will play it. But we need to call it 272-9228. Or anything else you might want to hear over the next 38 shopping minutes.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Before we get to traffic in a minute, France is on fire, literally on fire. And I will explain why that is something we could see here if these idiots that run our country aren't careful. Now, let's get to traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're not looking too bad right at the moment. We've got a good bit of traffic on Northeast Boulevard and also on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson, a little busy as well. Norman Bridge, Fairview Avenue, busy spots right there. Overall, things looking pretty good at the moment. A few minor accidents, but nothing affecting traffic flow. Front Porch Grill in Millbrook is where friends meet. Home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetsville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family-owned, family-driven.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cold plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate, 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage Pre-Approval Letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch. You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
France is on fire.
Everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal!
Now you think, well, why should I care if France is on fire? That doesn't affect me. It's the reason France is on fire. And it's a reason that could easily come here. And it could be one of those issues that everybody jumps in on. Not just, it's not left or right. By the way, while Joe Biden has magnificently, along with his loons in the media, divided the country, it's also worth noting today that Putin and Xi from China have become bosom buddies. That's very comforting. Especially when you know you have a strong leader in the White House. The reason France is on fire is they have a social security program there. And like all of these things that are launched by politicians, they're designed to be generous and people like who don't want to work, who, you know, want to collect a check. They like that. But they have to change the rules there because their system, like ours, is headed towards bankruptcy. So, and this is the really weird part. They want to raise the retirement age in France from 62 to 64. On an actuarial scale, that makes sense because people are living longer and so forth. And you can really can work at 62 and not get killed. And people are absolutely having none of it. they need to do it. Otherwise, they're going to lose the system and then knows who what. But the president, Macron, who in my opinion is a douchebag, he ordered his prime minister to wield a special power yesterday that circumvents parliament to force through a vote that will raise this age from 62 to 64. That, you know, what they're doing basically, it'll be they have a constitution there in a parliament, and this order will allow them to totally avoid the voting process and just put it in place.
Like an executive order. Similar.
And that, yeah, but that has, in this case, it is a legal maneuver that he can do, but it's one of those things that's in there for emergencies. And I'm just telling you, they're going to be doing that here too. Those of you who I would say are in your 30s and 40s right now, you're paying that 6.5% out of every paycheck into Social Security, and your employer is matching that. That's a lot of money. And if it was just placed in a simple interest-bearing savings account like it should have been, every boomer in America would be a millionaire. That's not exaggeration. Just all that money over 30, 40 years accumulating interest and compounded. And when they tried to do that, Bush actually tried to put forth that kind of an idea so that the money was set aside, invested, and they went absolutely nuts, mainly because they can't wait to raid that money to spend it on crap now.
And they have.
Oh, they're big time. Pelosi, some of you may especially remember the term lockbox, where I think it was during Newt's term as speaker, where that money would be untouchable, but obviously it is not. One reason it's going bankrupt is because we're giving it to people that have not earned it. By that, I mean illegal aliens and others who sign up for these benefits after breaking the law to get in this country. Yet, we just go about our daily lives. And then one day, when the government here makes a decision like he did in France, you watch. We will burn too. And I just hope it doesn't take that. But sometimes to get the attention of people who blithely go along and those are the ones that are going to be affected the most.
They have raised the age of eligibility, haven't they, Greg?
Very incrementally.
66, 67, I think it is now.
What they really want to do is raise it to 72. 70, yeah. And they may have to just to keep it solvent. But I always said, if it comes to a point where they're going to take my, I will be down the street. I will be down the street. That's, of course, I've been down the street and I've been over here and over there. I'm an engaged person. But this is easily a situation happening there that could be repeated here.
Right.
And with the way we're headed towards a $50 trillion debt. Does anybody remember when Obama came into office how outraged we were that the national debt hit the $10 trillion mark? We're three times over that now. And what do we have to show for it? It's not just money. It's like, why is Ford willing to lose $3 billion to satisfy the government's demand for electric vehicles that few people can afford? That's where that money is. It's all about subsidizing their master plan for all of us. So my only word of advice at the end of this diatribe is pay attention. I know most of you do. But this one here, that's something that we just can't allow to happen. But that's, if it can happen there, it can happen here. That's all I need to say about it. We have used Mr. Electric so many times, and why would I use anybody else? I know that everybody that works there is, I had a great electrician for years, Sparky, but he retired. So we turned to them, and these are people that know what they're doing. The last technician, that's an insult. The last certified master electrician that came to our house, had 24 years of experience. He was the one that traced and diagnosed an issue we had with our outdoor circuitry with an outlet that was literally, it looked like it had cancer. When it was removed, it was rusted and parts were missing. I mean, it was deteriorating at a rapid pace. Could have become an electrical fire. You don't want that. So the outlet was replaced and all of our outdoor circuitry was restored. And we paid the price they quoted us up front. But the cool thing was when we got our invoice, there were pictures of that hideous outlet as it was removed and the outlet it was replaced with. And every single step of the repair process, including the forensics required to trace the problem to the source. So whatever you need done, big or small, have a master electrician from Mr. Electric do the work. 245-1566, 245-1566. Or learn more about this incredible team of people at MrElectric.com. Traffic at 5:36.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're not looking too bad right at the moment. We've got a good bit of traffic on Northeast Boulevard and also on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson, a little busy as well. Norman Bridge, Fairview Avenue, busy spots right there. Overall, things looking pretty good at the moment. A few minor accidents, but nothing affecting traffic flow. Front Porch Grill in Millbrook is where friends meet. Home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetsville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family-owned, family-driven.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. An 18-year-old Millbrook teen is charged with murder and shooting into an occupied vehicle after the shooting death of a 16-year-old Montgomery teen. Millbrook police say the shooting happened Wednesday on Highway 14 in Millbrook. 18-year-old Mose Abram is charged with shooting into a moving vehicle and killing 16-year-old Mario Williams. Abram is being held in the Elmore County Jail without bond. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says the two deputies who were shot Wednesday morning have been treated and released from the hospital. The deputies were performing a welfare check at a home in the Meadowbrook area when they were shot. Hoover police say they have a suspect in custody. No motive has been released in this shooting. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
It's Spring Open House March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and soon you turn and realize
Hey, I'm starting to speak another language. How'd that happen?
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we should be fine. It's really in the late night and the overnight hours, in the wee hours of Saturday morning, when showers and storms become likely. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts, the main threat, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Look for the storms to move out early in the day on Saturday. Improvement later with sunshine, with a high around 84. Then another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Request Friday.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! I get up in the morning about 6 a.m., have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if a pop's too soon, press down again. Make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah, toast! When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
Oh,
oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
French toast following the news that France is on fire because they want to raise their retirement age.
A deadly combination!
Could be. Big story. But like so many other things, there's so much stuff happening right now. Rosie and I were just talking about it. I've never been in a situation in my career where I feel like some days I just can't keep up with it all. Because so much of it is impacting our lives, of critical importance, stuff you need to know. And then the crazy stuff, like this story here, a North Carolina teacher resigned today after she taped an 11-year-old's mouth shut for being too talkative in class. She's resigned. What in the hell made her think that was a good idea? The kid texted his mother and said, I don't know what to do. This is so humiliating. This is weird stuff happening everywhere.
Did you read that story about, is it Letitia James, the one in New York?
Oh, God, with the drag queen.
Yes.
She and, you know what, she and...
Alvin Bragg.
They are a pair of ace holes.
I mean, it's like in your face.
Yeah, no, that's, and that's, this is what they want. They want their deviations and their sexual proclivities. They don't want you to just say, well, what you do in the privacy of your own home is fine with me. No, they want you to watch. We got to draw a line.
Yeah.
Our next and likely final caller.
Here I come to save the day.
Is on the phone. Hello, Mighty Mouse.
Hey. Okay, you just played Toast.
Yes.
Could you play Spam by Weird Al? As long as we're on food.
Spam?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have that one.
Oh.
Let me double check.
I think it's from Dare to be Stupid, I think.
I've got Spam by Sam and Dave. That's pretty funny, but I don't have the Al Yankovic one, but I will look for it and make sure we get in the system.
Well, yeah, if you don't have that, throw that Sam and Dave one. I never heard that one.
All righty.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Mighty Mouse. Eric the Dog.
Hola.
Hola.
Somebody just emailed me a message saying they had somebody walk in the room and say hola the way you do it.
It wasn't me, I promise.
Just like Eric the Dog on the radio.
You have a clue.
We're teaching people new languages.
Hey, Gwyneth Paltrow got on the stand today. So I did not cause this accident. Why is that even a... That's the lead story on Fox. That's wrong.
Who cares?
I know, really.
Boring!
Yep.
That's how that goes. Nobody cares what that lady does ever since she made that candle. That's just new.
Oh, God.
We're done.
Yeah. And finish
me
off.
Hey, how about that... I forget the guy's last name, but Steve, the offended...
Oh. Yeah, you know what, Steve Hughes? I think we can get that on. If I get to this break now, I think I should be able to set this up.
Yeah.
Adios.
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 Good to hear from you all. All right, so I got some arranging to do right now at 548. This will be our final update on traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, for a Friday evening, we have a pretty active map around the city. We got a lot of cars on East Boulevard, Vaughan Road up to I-85 and over to Atlanta Highway. Atlanta Highway, very busy outbound from Federal Drive all the way to Taylor. And Taylor Road a bit busy. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through the interchange. Few minor accidents, nothing affecting traffic flow at the moment. Buckle up and be safe. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Call Dad.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are and if a new upgraded unit is the solution or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell Mike's in love with the water too?
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right. We are going to go out and do some spring breaking here. But we had a couple of requests as we were wrapping up, and we will get those on for you. Big week next week. And I think we're going to have some concert tickets to give away and so on. We'll let you know on Monday. Not to mention our bowling event on Saturday, April 1st at 2 p.m. So Mighty Mouse, I don't have the Monty Python, or no, it wasn't Monty, Weird Al spam song. I'll look for it. Somebody wanted Offended by Steve Hughes, and that woman who's... comments have gone viral. She's going to wrap it up for us tonight. You have a great and a safe weekend. I'll see you Monday morning with Rich and Jay. Playing the hits back to back to back.
Political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones made break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I was offended. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show, and the comedian said something about the Lord, and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. How do you make a law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? But what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
I never dreamed that I would have to face the prospect of not living in the United States of America. At least not the one I've known all my life. I've never wished to live anywhere else. This is my home, and I was privileged to be born here. But today I woke up, and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what, I say something evil has invaded our nation, and our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life, so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may have, well, entered the Twilight Zone. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong, but killing unborn babies is A-okay. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. Speak up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A judge has ruled that parents cannot be required to pull their children from private schools in New York that don't meet certain state standards. The decision Thursday strikes down a key provision of new rules that strengthen the state's oversight of such schools, including those specializing in religious education. It came in response to a lawsuit brought by ultra-Orthodox Jewish schools called yeshivas and related advocacy groups over education rules and